Oh, this is so good. I began to write yesterday as I was just studying and everything. I thought, oh Lord, this is precious. This is precious. How many knows that God will give us our heart's desire if it's toward Him? Yes, He will. Yes, He will. 1 Chronicles 4:9. And Jabez was more what? More honorable than his brethren. We don't know how many brothers he had. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Verse 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. What's them last few words say? And God granted him that which he requested. You may be seated. I like to say this, digging the history out and looking at this very close in the scriptures. Jabez's mom had trouble bringing him into the world. That's the reason she named him Jabez. Jabez means sorrow. She had a hard time. Her travail brought her suffering and pain. She just about died giving that little boy life at his birth. She just about died. So she held him in her arms and called his name Jabez, which means sorrow. Here's why, son. Here's why. No doubt she told him later in life when he got older, son, I had a real hard time.
Well, that seemed long.
I labored to have you and to bring you into this world. That's the reason I named you Jabez. It reminds me of the price that I paid to give you life. Holy Lord of heaven. That's the reason I held on. You were special to me.
All right.
Oh Lord, I loved all of my children, but I just about lost you. And I'm so glad that God spared me and that I went through the travail to have you and give you life. Your name is Jabez. And every time that I see you walking in and out, I will think of the price that I paid to give you life. Holy Lord of heaven.
Praise.
Oh God, holy Lord. You can rise up above it. Just stay with me for a little while. I'd like to pause right here and say you might have had a hard time coming into this world. You might have had a hard time until the time that you got saved, but God's got a purpose for you. You might have went through things and rough things and hard things, but God's got a purpose for you being here. Yeah, Lord. You might have been born into poverty. You might have been born into pain, and trouble might have surrounded you. But you have the blessing of God, and His hand is up on you. You cannot tell me that you have to go through life defeated by the devil and run over by circumstances that He throws. You can rise up above it and be blessed by the Lord. A lot of people will look at you and say, he'll never amount to anything and he'll not last. But I'm telling you, if you got a heart for God to serve Him, And if you put him first, and if you love him, hallelujah, and put everything in his hand and say, God, I'm going to serve you. I believe you can rise up above it all. Hey, Lord, the world looks at the drunkard and says there ain't no hope for him, and the alcoholic, the drug addict. But I'm telling you, I used to roam the streets. Hey, Lord, hallelujah, the rock music filled my ears and my heart, and the drugs ran through my veins. And a lot of people said he'll go down with the rest of them, and they ain't no hope for him. I tell you, you don't have to live in those circumstances and to stay in that shape. Raise your little hand. God's got something better, hallelujah, for you than that. I'm glad the good Holy Ghost is a calling, and the Spirit of God is a drawing. Hey, Lord, you don't have to succumb to your circumstances. You might have had an alcoholic for a dad or a mother. Hey, Lord, you might have been born into poverty. Hallelujah. You might have had all kind of trouble. But I'm telling you, you can rise above it all. Hey, Lord, what God did for Jabez, he'll do for you. Hallelujah. God, Jabez said, Lord, increase my coast. Hey, Lord, give me my heart's desire that it'll be good with me. And God granted him his request. Raise your little hand. If you ask the Lord, he'll touch you. He'll help you. He'll feel you. He'll save you. And there's hope for you. I don't care how bad it looks. God's got his hand upon you. And by the way, my heart's better. It's better than a whole service. My Lord, it's gone down.
All right.
Hallelujah. 150, 170 some beats a minute it went to here the other day. Hey, Lord. 140 some this morning. And my heart rhythm looked like this. Hey, Lord, did it go up? Did it go way down below the line? I was a smothered. Hey, you all anointed me. You're here earlier. And I thank God for his touch. Oh, Brother Kevin, the Spirit of God's real. Hallelujah. There's healing in Jesus. The atoning blood of Christ.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You don't have to be defeated by the devil.
Nope.
Come on.
Don't let him lie to you.
That's right.
That's right.
Don't let him run over you.
Yeah.
Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. I said, Lord, open it up to me. Speak to me.
All right.
The Holy Ghost had it recorded here saying Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. Why did God say that about him? Because he had a heart for the Lord.
Right.
In essence, Jabez was saying to his brothers, you all can go ahead and do what you want to do. It seems that you all don't take the things of God serious. You don't take the things of God to your heart.
Come on.
It seems like that you all don't see your need to pray.
Oh my.
You all don't see the condition that you're in.
Oh my.
You got your own interest in life. But I'll have you to know, my brother, that I cannot make it without the Lord. I want you to know, brothers, I don't know how many that he had. But you take back in the Bible times, they had 6, 8, 10, 12. It's hard telling how many brethren that he had.
Yeah.
Hey, Lord, he told them all. He said, I cannot make it without the Lord. I had a hard time when I was young, and I saw my need for God, and I refused to live one day without him, and from here on out I'm going to put him first. I'm going to pray. I'm going to seek the face of God, and I know when I do, he's going going to bless me. The title of my message this morning is, I want the blessings of God. I want the blessing of the Lord. Hey, Lord, raise your little hand. The people of this world, they want the things of the world, but it'll never satisfy them. Hallelujah, you can own all the riches. Hallelujah, and drive Mercedes and have a castle on a mountainside somewhere, but it'll do you no good to seek after those things that does not satisfy. But I tell you, somebody, there will. It's Jesus this morning. Hallelujah, raise your little hand. I'd rather have the Lord than anything in the whole wide world. Hallelujah, and God granted him his request.
Hallelujah. Yes, he did.
Amen. God will give it to you if you want it.
Uh-huh.
I said the Lord will grant it to you if you want it. Hey, Lord, God's looking right down in every one of our hearts right now. Right now, he sees where our interests are. He says he sees where our desires are. He says he sees where our hearts are pointed to, and he knows what fills our mind. He knows the desires down in our heart. Oh, God. Brethren, I'm more honorable. I'll say this. I'm not better than anybody else.
Oh, God.
God told me this. He said, I'll tell you how to say it. I'm better off than they are.
Yeah.
I'm not better than anybody else, but I'm better off than they are.
All right.
Those that don't have God, I'm better off.
Yeah.
Yes.
Praise
sure.
God.
That's right.
Yes.
I'm going to pray and put him first.
God bless
you. I want the blessings of God.
Amen.
That's what I titled it yesterday. My heart bled. I said, God, I want your blessings more than anything.
Yes.
Look at verse 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel. And I'm like Sister Dottie. If only Cain had a called on God.
Yeah.
And put God first.
Sure.
Offer him, Brother Tom, offer him his gift.
Oh, yeah.
Of righteousness in the right way. Yeah. Cain would have made it. But he's like a vagabond. And God set a mark upon Cain. He was a vagabond, and he traveled all over the place, never had a settled place. He was always on the run. And Cain said of his own self, he said, my punishment is greater than I can bear.
Yes.
My punishment's greater than I can bear. You see, you'll either serve God, and it'll be well with you.
Come on.
Or if you don't serve him, somewhere in the end, when it comes to the end, you'll look back on your life and say, I wish.
Yeah.
I wish that I'd give God my all.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have broke the alabaster box.
Come on.
And give him everything in
everything
it.
Everything in it. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Jabez, listen.
Oh! Oh, God. Jesus.
You ever get in a situation in a place that you cry to God?
Oh, yeah.
You might not literally raise your voice that it'll echo through the neighborhood, but there is a cry down in the heart, and God sees the cry.
Right.
Oh! That thou wouldest bless me indeed.
Yeah.
That's a hunger. That's a heart's desire. And enlarge my coast. Lord, I want my land to be blessed. Lord, I want my orchards and fields and farmland to be blessed. Lord, I want your hand upon all that I possess. I'm going to keep right on a praying and trusting in you. Oh, Lord, and I know that you will prosper me. You have my heart, Lord. And finally, I want you to keep me Say it with me. Keep me.
Keep me.
Keep me, Lord. Keep me, oh Lord, from the evil,
God,
that it may not grieve me. I'm a young man, Lord. I'm a speaking to the youth. I speak to the young that's got a life in ahead of you.
Right.
I'm a young man, Lord, and I want to start out right. Hallelujah. Start right now giving you my all, because I don't want to come down to the end of my life and have regrets that I failed you and you didn't give, oh, that I did not give you my all. Lord, I don't want to fail you.
No.
Would you keep me? Rachel and I had God, keep me.
Hallelujah.
Keep me in the middle of your will.
Yeah.
Keep me in the center of your will.
Ooh.
Keep me, Lord, in the path that you want me. Don't let me wander out of the path of understanding. Oh,
yeah.
Lord, there's a straight and a narrow way that leads to life. Don't let the devil pull your attention away from God. Stay in the straight and the narrow.
Stay.
Amen. Yeah.
Praise God.
You're right, Brother Tom. He was all over it. Confirmation again.
Jesus. Stay in the way.
It's funny. It's not funny. It's something he got on that, because I've been studying right in that very message to do it myself. In that box, I don't know how big it was. I wouldn't picture it being any bigger than that. But
yeah.
It was a box.
Right.
And the fragrance and that oil that was in there was very, very expensive.
Right.
Yeah.
It was imported into Israel from way off in another country.
Yeah.
Come on.
And when it was imported, it was almost a year's wages.
Think of that.
That perfume.
Yeah.
And that oil that went in there was so high priced, it was 300 and some days. I can't remember now, but it was almost a year's wages.
Wow.
For the oil and the fragrance, the perfume that went in that. And when they put it in there, they sealed it that it could never go and leak out.
Yeah.
Only a very special time. A very special, important time would they ever break it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it would come down through a grandmother right
sure.
on down to the mother, and the mother right on down to her daughter. They would cherish that. Only on a special, special occasion
yeah.
will you ever break that.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
So this woman comes in to Simon's house.
Hallelujah.
And from the time she came in,
yeah.
she fell at his feet. And she broke that alabaster box. They said it was a high sounding, smelling perfume
yeah.
within that. And they said when you broke that, the fragrance of it would just fill the whole room and fill the house. My goodness sakes. She poured it on his head.
Yeah.
She anointed his feet. She wept on his feet and dried them with the hairs of her head.
Come on. Sure.
Simon began to complain. This could have been sold for much.
Mm.
One area it said, this could have been sold for much. Leave her alone.
Right.
For this time, she has shown forth my death. And what this woman hath done, it'll be preached to the end of the world. Raise your little hand.
Hallelujah.
Whew. That's a testimony that lives on and on and on.
On and on.
You brought it out this morning.
Hallelujah.
Mentioned that precious woman. Hallelujah. That is a testimony.
Come on.
Don't you think that sometimes if our heart would just break,
oh God,
with admiration?
Come on. Yeah.
Break me, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want you more than anything.
Yes.
I thank you. I love you for what you've done. You've helped me.
Yes.
You've healed me.
Yeah.
You touched me.
You have, Lord.
Yes.
You were there.
Hallelujah.
You answered my prayer.
Yes.
Oh, what you brought me out of and brought me through already.
Amen.
And I'll gladly break. I don't have a literal box, but one thing I can do, I can fall on my knees.
Yeah.
I can break my heart wide open
heart.
And say, Lord, I love you. I love you.
Praise God.
I thank you. Oh, it goes up as incense unto God. And he smells a sweet smelling savour. A broken heart and a contrite spirit, oh God, thou wilt not despise. Can you say, Lord, I give you my all.
Yes,
I break it before you this morning, Lord. And I empty out everything. Come on, tell him. I give you my all, Lord. I empty everything out of me. And I love you for this good salvation.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise God, praise God. Don't you think we need the gladness of God? Hey, Lord, if we would come through those doors with gladness and come through those doors with praise and worship unto the Lord, it would be like a sweet-smelling savour. Hallelujah, the fragrance of the perfume. I believe it would fill the whole house. Don't you? I believe our praise, hallelujah, can fill the whole house. Like incense unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo! Don't come up short on your praises.
No.
Hey, Lord, always give God thanks and worship Him.
Praise God.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Come on.
That thou wouldst bless me.
Come on.
I want the blessings of the Lord.
Yeah.
The blessings of the Lord maketh rich,
yeah.
And addeth no sorrow with it.
Yeah.
The blessings of the Lord are upon the head of the just. Hey, Lord, He'll bless you going out, and He'll bless you coming back in. And all God requires is our heart's praise.
That's it.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Lord. I want your favor and your blessing in my life. I'm a young man, and I want to start right now giving you my all, because I don't want to come down to the end of my life and have regrets that I didn't surrender everything to you. God granted him his request. I'd like to just teleport back then and just go, and I'd like to see his vineyards, see his orchards, see his fruit trees,
all right,
see his boundary line, and see his livestock.
Yeah,
God granted him his request. How many wants to God's hand upon you?
Yeah,
let me see your hand
come
right
on,
now.
Hallelujah.
How many wants God to prosper you?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I want it to go well with me, Lord.
Well with me, Lord.
Yes.
Little kitten was over at our house. Was it Friday night? We got back in her in my study, got my electronic piano back there. I bought Mary, and she's on there playing, and we's going down through there, and I was on the bass. I'd hand it to Kip, and boy, we was just a playing music and everything, and I looked over there at Kip. Oh, goodness. I was a-setting like this right here. He was over there like that. Mary's over here, and of course, he's facing around like that. I looked it over there. Oh, the Holy Ghost came all over me. Oh, I felt the Spirit of God. I had to get up. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost came through and he began to speak. The anointing of God filled that little room, did it not? I looked over at him and he had a little hand up and just like this, I'm looking straight up toward heaven. I tell you, oh Lord, I feel
hallelujah.
Him. Brother Tom, I feel
yeah.
him. Hey, hallelujah. Lord, you got a heart for the youth and for the young. Raise your little hand. I want to see the youth blessed.
Yeah.
Brother Kevin, I want to see them blessed. That means more something to me than anything in the world. Oh, Lord, is to see the Spirit of God and your hunger and your love for the
yeah.
Lord. Give him a way more in the house.
Hallelujah.
Carson, this thing is real, son.
It's real.
It'll keep you alive. It'll keep you out of a lot of trouble in life. It'll bless you. Yes, it will. The devil cannot have
with you if you pray. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Lord, I told him, I said, I'm about ready to run through this house. One of them says, go ahead and run. Lord, have mercy sakes. Matter of fact, I had to get out of there and I walked up and down the hall. Hallelujah to the Lord. It's real.
Yeah, it's real.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Hey, Lord. I'm telling you, you don't have to be in the church house to feel this. Hey, Lord, I have felt it going down the road.
Yeah.
I'm steering my car with the left hand, Brother Daniel, and the right one giving God a praise. Going down the highway. I'm telling you, this thing's real. And it'll keep you alive. The world don't have anything to compare to. The drugs, the alcohol, the rock music, and the country music, and all the pleasures of life. It cannot touch this. Hey, hallelujah. That's it. Raise that little hand. Oh, Jesus, I love you. Hey, Lord, you're real. Jesus, you're real. Look at these little hearts down on the inside. That means everything. Hey, Lord, I'm not for sale. I'll not surrender to this world. I'm glad for a Christian home.
Praise
God. Man, oh man, I feel God. No wonder that devil would like to snap me out before I came. He's a liar.
Come on.
I said the blood is stronger than he is.
Amen.
That's right. Praise God.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Keep seeking him.
Yeah.
How bad do you want it? I want everything God's got for me. What does the Bible say about it?
Resist
that devil and he will flee.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah. Come on.
Come on.
Come on, let him touch you. Come on, Lord. Touch my heart. Come on, Lord. Draw my heart. Give me a heart like Jabez had. I feel the Lord in the house.
Come on.
Give me a desire, Lord. Give me a hunger. I know what it's like to wrap my Bible and a big flashlight up in the middle of a quilt. Hallelujah. And roll it up and head to the mountaintop. Oh, Lord, go up the driveway. Go over across the road. You know where I live, there is two houses up, and I get to the ditch line, hallelujah, and I had that old quilt rolled up, and I'd jump over the ditch, and I'd climb up through the honeysuckle and the dry leaves, hey, Lord, and find my way to the barbed wire fence where the cows grazed on the other side. It didn't matter who saw me. I'm not ashamed of God this morning.
Come on.
Hey, Lord. Hey, Lord, I'm not ashamed of this order. When the Lord gives the order call, we ought to find a place. Hallelujah, to cry. I'm the God at the order. Hallelujah, how bad do you want it? I show the Lord your hunger.
Amen. Come on.
Yeah, I feel like a fight in the line.
Bless him, Lord.
All right.
You want to help? Man.
Yeah.
Woo, Lord.
Come on, bro.
Hang out over there. Three strands of barbed wire. Pitch that old quilt on the other side. Strand right here and I'd raise this second one up. Good Lord. Hey, Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, Lord.
Come on.
Hey, I'm heading to the mountain. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord?
Oh, Lord?
Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing of the Lord.
Yeah.
Raise your little hand.
Hallelujah.
I'm ascending the hill of the Lord. Hallelujah. To seek his face.
Yeah.
I'll reach over there and I get through.
Yeah.
Pick that old quilt up. I take right off. Pass the rabbits, the squirrels, and all of them.
right up there, and there's a set of pine trees. I get under them little brown needles. It's just a perfect brown carpet with brown needles.
Yeah.
And I'd unroll that thing, and I'd get right in the middle of that quilt, and I'd get my Bible and read it. Listen now.
Cool.
Until it got dark, I'd turn that flashlight on and shine it down in God's Word. I'll never forget the desire that I had.
Yeah.
It was a desire that just pulled my heart. If you don't have that today,
oh God,
ask Jesus, Jesus, pull my heartstrings.
Pull my heart.
Give me that desire. Give me that desire. And I'd read in the Word, and I'd turn the flashlight off. I'd get on my knees like this, and I'd just raise my hand. I'd say, I praise you, Jesus. I praise you. I praise you. I thank you, God. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'm telling you, I don't regret those times. I am what I am today because I had a desire. I'm sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost today and led by Him because I had a desire.
Desire.
Because I broke the alabaster box.
Yeah.
And I gave Him my all.
Come on.
I gave it to Him. And guess what He did? He received it. Hallelujah, yeah. To the Lord.
Yeah.
You get in touch with this, God will touch you.
Yes.
God will help you.
Right.
Oh, but this little line will keep you.
Right.
Give me another minute or two here. Don't be ashamed of the Lord. Give Him your all.
Yes.
The Bible said God granted him his request. I'm here to tell you, God will bless you if you will seek Him and love Him and put Him first.
Right.
All right. Jabez's mom had named him Jabez because she had him in sorrow. She liked to die in labor, and she struggled to have him and give him life. I don't know. This is my imagination. It came time for his mom to die. I don't know how many brothers Jabez had. She calls for him. I don't have long hair. Boys, I'm dying. I'm dying. Sent word to all the neighborhood of the boys. Somebody go get them all.
Yeah.
Mom's dying. I can see them as each one, as they lined up in the hall, that precious mother's a-laying there in her sick bed at death's door. Jabez holds back, and every one of the brothers, she wanted to see them one at a time. The first one went in, whatever they talked about. He left. The other one went in. Mommy hugged him too. He hugged her. The third, the fourth, how many? I can see Jabez. He's out in the hall. He's leaning now against the door frame, looking inside at his mommy. Mommy, I sure do love you. I hate to lose you. I know you went through a lot to have me, Mommy. And finally, it was his time to go. The other boys had left. And I could see Jabez as he walked in. He's different. He sat down. Hold that. Thank you. He sat on the edge of these boxes. Mommy's dead. Tears are running down his face. His mommy reaches up with feeble hands and wraps her arms around him. Said, son, I'm so proud of you. You had a desire for God, and God has blessed you. You prayed. Look at your life. Mommy's proud of you, son.
Yes.
I can see the tears dripping. Running down his face as he reaches over and grabs his mom, and it drips off on her head. He says, Mommy, he said it looked bad. It looked like you and I might not have made it. But Mommy, you held him there. You gave me life. Raise your hand and praise him.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, I want it to be well with me, don't you?
Yes.
She wants to come to the piano.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, I want it to be well with me. Can we pray today and say, God, I want Jabez, a heart like Jabez, God. Lord, that it might be well with me. Hallelujah. Keep me from the evil. Would you stand with me in the house? Blessed Lord, blessed Lord. I can't make it without him. I said, I can't live without him. Praise be to the Lord. Come on, is this thing good enough to keep you?
Yeah.
You better believe it. This coming April will be 50 years. Hey, raise another hand. Hallelujah. God will keep you. I tell you, the times are running out, Brother Kevin. And the Lord is right on the threshold of coming. The coming of the Lord draws nigh. Can we find a place to call on God here today? Do you want it? Do you have a desire for it? Have you got an alabaster box in your soul? Do you have something in your heart you would like to give to Jesus? He'll accept it. He'll bless you. The hand of God was up on Jabez. Come on, children. God will bless your household. God will bless your children. He'll bless mommy and daddy. Hey, Lord, when he sees a desire, ought to put him first. Thank you, Lord.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold.
Yes, Lord.
I'd rather be His than have riches.
Jesus will honor your prayer.
Hallelujah. For yourself and your family. Yes, he will. He will honor it.
I'd rather have Jesus than have the storm. I'd rather be led by his
thank you.